Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 72, Robots.txt. So today's episode is actually a really simple and short episode on determining whether or not you want to keep your website or blog searchable or non-searchable. And that's done by the use of a file called robots.txt. So what this does is it enables a queue to search engines and their crawlers to decide whether or not you want your site to be found by those search engines. So by enabling this feature, some blog services offer this as a built-in feature, so you don't have to do much. If you have your own website, this is a file that you would have to put in if you want your entire site to not be searchable, or if you want certain pages to be non-searchable, then you'd have to put it in manually. But basically what it does is it gives a cue when search engine crawlers come around to your site to tell them whether or not to search your site. So the benefit or the decision to do this is usually just a personal one. So let's say you want people to land on your main page versus your subpages, then you can enable the robots.txt for all your subpages and leave your main page searchable. Or if you want certain pages to not show up because it's something you want people to visit via your main page, then you can do that as well. Or if you want your entire site to be out there then but not searchable, then you do it for your entire site. Using the robots.txt file is kind of like having an unlisted phone number in the phone book. So your phone number is still there, you can give it out to people, people can call your number, but for the most part people will not be able to find it. The people who put together the phone book know not to include your phone number in their phone book. So it's kind of like that sort of thing, you know, the Google directory of websites, the Bing, the Excite, the Yahoo directory of websites have all these websites, but then they exclude the ones that have the robot.txt. So in general, you won't be able to find it or go to it unless you type in that website into your URL browser bar. So that's really all I wanted to cover. It's one of those things where if you want to enable a simple and straightforward form of keeping your site, not necessarily hidden, but you want to have a public-facing site and want to make changes that that people won't see right away unless they go to your site, then this is one of those ways to do it, and enables you to have low level of privacy on the web. The page is still there for people to go to, but they won't find it unless you share it. This does not mean that, you know, malicious sites will not find it. Generally, if it's a malicious tracking or malicious search engine crawler, then they'll ignore the robots.txt, mainly because that file is more of a suggestion rather than a requirement. So of course your big search engines like Google and Bing are going to honor it, but your malicious ones and maybe even your smaller ones who want that directory may not necessarily honor it. So it's always good to have other actual security, but this is just one of those things to remain partially anonymous. But that's really all there is for that. So if you want to get a full-on article, I'll have a link to the Wikipedia page about it so you can learn more and determine if it's something that you want to implement. But if you're worried about security, be sure to visit our friends over at proxpn.com. Their service allows you to always remain safe and secure while you're browsing the internet, while the while keeping your personal documents safe and secure as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get an additional 20% off of their already low rates as well, with no change to how secure you'll stay on the internet. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20 at checkout. We thank them for their support and we hope you show them your support as well. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And if you want to find more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, or fill out our online contact form to get in touch with me, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.